And welcome to Turtle Power Presents, the Power Playthroughs podcast with Turtle Power. I'm your host, Turtle Power, and this is a podcast where we play games in a powerful way, and also where we test a different recording option. We're going to see if this works. We'll see. Always testing different things. I'm booting up The Saboteur, which is a game Skelly has told me about repeatedly that was available on PC Game Pass, that I never play PC games. And then I got a Steam Deck so I could play PC games, which is very exciting, but playing Game Pass games on it's kind of a pain in the butt. And then EA put it on Steam natively for $5. And I said, all right, Steam. All right, EA. All right, take my $5. The game's now trying to boot up. It's doing a lot of setup and install stuff that, if I had been smart, I would have done before I sat down with y'all. Oh, maybe it's loading. Ooh. It's actually warm out today. Okay, it's loading. Yay. It's in the game. And pandemic. And a butt and the Eiffel Tower. And then the Saboteur. Press an A. I expect we'll do next to nothing in the first 15 minutes or so here that I can record. We'll see. You can save your progress at any time on the pause menu. That's good. Gamma, adjust the slider until it's barely visible. I'm going to call right there. Good. How do I? Oh, okay. Now I have to use the mouse pointer to accept. Does this game support controller support? I hope. Uh-oh. Let's check. Options. How do I? It lets me use the analog to move things. Controls. Controls? Controls. Gamepad. It has a gamepad on here. Right? Okay. Let's try switching my Steam Deck to our default setting. Apply layout. Hey! It does have controller support. Excellent! Ah, yeah. Let's hit new game. Casual, normal, hard, or feckin' hard? I'm going to play casual. Because I just kind of want to play a dumb, silly game and have fun with it. I don't need it to be super challenging right now. All right. It is warm. It has been snowing here for, like, days, and then today it's sunny, and my car's been sitting in the sun, and I just came out here, and it's warm. A Pandemic Studios production. The Saboteur. A naked lady with pasties on the boobs. She's standing in front of a bright white light. It looks like there's curtains above her. Light fades a bit so we can see her. She's wearing fishnet stockings and a very tiny thong type undie pants and a little headdress thing, and she's doing a dance with the moonlight and Paris in the background, or a backdrop thereof. There's a guy playing piano as the camera pulls black. We see Nazi officers enjoying drinks while she dances. They're all having a great time. I just played Classified France 44, so I just played another just to kill some Nazis in France game. I forgot. What synergy? Seeing some more girls going around handing out drinks. Nazis falling over drunk. That guy froze when he fell over. That was weird. I think he was supposed to be out of frame. And here's a guy in a brown coat and a cool hat sitting at the bar looking at a picture, taking a drink. He's clearly going to be our hero.
Is this seat taken? I'm not looking for company.
That's our guy that just said, I'm not looking for company.
In this city, no one drinks alone.
No one drinks alone.
So, what are we celebrating? We aren't. But if you're keen to get your teeth kicked in, I'll be happy to oblige. Oh, I'd have thought you weren't too busy kicking yourself. With good reason, I'm sure. What's it to you? You think you're the only man in Barry hoping to drown a guilty conscience? This city is filled with men like us. We all have good reasons. I've been watching you these past weeks.
For weeks?
I've seen that you have no love for the Nazis.
That's true. No love for Nazis. Is,
how many more people will die at the hands of these jackbooted killers while you sit down cowering like a whipped dog?
Harsh.
You're mad enough to break that bottle over my head, but you won't lift a finger to help these people, eh? This isn't my country. Oh, did you abandon your conscience at the border? Does the need for justice end at some line drawn on a map? Aye, if it's a map of Ireland, You Frenchmen have unrealistic expectations. Open your eyes! The war is all around us! You can't escape it! You can hide here and leave the fighting to braver men. Or you can walk out that door and do what must be done. The choice is yours!
Keep it down. That sort of talk will get us both a bullet in the back of the head.
I intend to do more than talk.
Oh man, he's getting up from the bar. What's he gonna go do?
There is a courtyard around the corner. Meet me there when you are ready to stop hiding.
Looking down at the picture again. It's a picture of two guys. My character and another guy. Presumably, I'm guessing dead brother? Prologue. Spark one up. Okay. Head to the yellow pin on your minimap to locate Sean's next objective. We're going to check some settings real quick. This game appears to not be widescreen, which if you remember, I said that guy froze outside of the... there's a nudity slider. Nice. Good. That guy froze when he fell to the ground. I think it's because he was intended to be out of the camera, but the cutscene was widescreen. Apparently we can't change the gameplay to widescreen. That's fine. All right, we're going out the door. I just heard a podcast the other day. I can't remember what it was talking about, but it was saying that they were wishing that games would open with gameplay first instead of a cinematic first. And I think I agree with that. But that was a pretty good cinematic. All right, we're heading to the courtyard. Here's the guy. Everything's grayscale outside, except for, like, specific things. Like, windows have yellow lights on them. Is this a stealth indication that it's giving me, I'm guessing? Let's talk to Luke.
I see you're a man who'd rather die on his feet than live on his knees.
I'd rather the crouch than the dying.
Excellent. There is a German fuel depot down the street. 5,000 barrels of precious petrol, guarded by a handful of half-drunk supply clerks.
Sounds like one hell of a fire hazard.
My thoughts exactly.
We'll need something to get the fireworks started.
I know a place where we can get what we need. But first, I must know. Are you prepared to kill if necessary?
Way I see it. These Nazi bastards bought their own tickets to hell.
Good line.
I'm just laying out the welcome mat.
Very cool, like, look to the cinematic. You can, like, move around the camera, but it, like, will snap into a good angle of you and the person. All right, we got in a car. The grayscale is so interesting. Okay, go to the shipyard. Right trigger to accelerate, left trigger to brake.
I spotted a German supply cache nearby. I am sure they won't mind if we borrow a few things. Have you ever handled explosives before?
I handled a bombshell once. Turned out she was married.
Is
he serious? All right, keep your knickers on. I know what I'm doing. I had a feeling you would.
Oh, this game, I already like this game very much. GTA Occupied France. I like it. Oop! Oh, I'm sorry, civilians. Oh, I'm sorry. Listen to that music. This rules. Skelly, you were right. This is a good video game. There are three Nazis walking on the street. I almost wanted to run them over. But I decided we're going to go to the checkpoint instead.
The supply cache is down that alley.
All right.
So, look at those spineless jackals. I can't stand it anymore.
Whoa, steady.
They're yelling at some woman.
Let's just get what we came for.
SBC, don't fall to me.
Christ, here we go.
All right, he's punching some Nazis. Less trigger to enter brawl mode. Extra strong, A for quick, and B to kick. Oh man, this Nazi grabbed me from behind. How do I... There's no, like, camera lock when you go into brawl mode. Like, your character locks his sights on someone, but the camera doesn't, which is a little weird. This game is 15 years old, though, so, you know, you can forgive it. Yeah, Fighting Irish perk unlocked. All right, let's go. I like this game. What? Where do we go? Rendezvous with Luke. Oh, there we go. Okay, restricted zones.
Oh, why? Was that you being careful back in the alley? I lost my temper. It won't happen again.
See that it doesn't. I didn't leave a nice warm bar just to get my head blown off.
There's a...
Near the crate, the Germans will intend to sound the alarm. Then we'll have to get rid of that lookout first.
You
The lookout's up high. Okay.
Able to find hand and footholds on the surface of that building. Climb up there and throw that Nazi piece of shit from the roof while I move in on the ground. Can you do that? It's a piece of ass. I do not know this phrase. It means yes.
So we get some Assassin's Creed climbing too? Is that what this is telling me? Climb up the building. How, what? How do you want me to do that? Press A to jump and grab onto a wall ledge. We do get Assassin's Creed climbing! Oh my goodness. Okay, not as good as press A to climb or jump while hanging, use left to move laterally or select the next ledge to jump to. Okay, not quite as good as Assassin's Creed climbing. Our text is like illegible. Is there something I can do here? Settings, video, the only option in video is gamma correction. The text has like a weird, like, it needs anti-aliasing on it or something. Something's not right about it. Left trigger into brawl mode, press Y to grab and hold, and then left to throw. So we're going to sneak up on this Nazi. We're going to go into brawl mode. We're going to grab him and then throw him off the balcony. Oh no, now there's more Nazis. I got to climb down. Press B to drop down on the little ledge. Okay. And now we punch some Nazis. Punch some Nazis. Punch some Nazis. Punch. Kick a Nazi. Where's that other Nazi? Nope, grab him. Yeah. I just kicked his helmet off. I love it. Kick open the crates. All this game rules. I picked up dynamite. Hell yeah.
Those explosives will do nicely. Just remember to save at least one charge for the fuel depot. Let's get back to the car.
Okay, back to the car. Left to stick. Well, okay, clicking the stick to sprint. Oh, I like this game a lot. Now driving Carino Sport. Come on, Luke, get in. We gotta go. Oh, we gotta turn around. Sorry, other car.
How are you feeling, Irishman? I'm anxious to get the real show started. Most men would have lost their nerve by now. Tell me, my friend, what were you doing in Ireland before you came to my country?
I was a mechanic. Not that it's any of your business.
A mechanic, yeah? Well, the resistance could use a good mechanic.
I didn't know there was a resistance in Paris.
That's about to change.
Yeah, I love it.
Nazis would have a new enemy to fear.
Nazis will have a new enemy to fear. All right, here's the supply depot. All right, let's get out of the car. Let's walk over there. Okay, I got hit by a car. What a jerk. Okay. Look at this. Look at this big fence. What are we going to do, Luke? Checkpoint. Okay.
The depot is just up ahead.
I see it.
We need to create a diversion to get past that gate. The Nazis are trained to investigate the sound of gunshots or an explosion. Use that to your advantage. 10 balls of high explosive on that truck should get their attention.
Aye, that'll do.
So we're going to set an explosive on the truck across the way?
The roof. Keep your head down. I'll wait until the truck explodes. Then, use that telephone wire to cross the street.
What?
The fuel depot. While the soldiers are distracted, move in quickly and place a charge on the primary storage tank.
I'll meet you by the gate when it's done.
We're going to zipline in there? This game rules! We just stick to the wall. We may as well be Irish Spider-Man here. Except for slow. Slow Irish Spider-Man. Jump. Jump. Climb up that building. Yeah, we made it. All right. And then, okay, he's going to go set the charge, so we got to get up to the telephone wire. There we go. We see him setting the charge. Or setting some dynamite on the truck. Okay. Oh, there's a timer going down. A radial timer shows up above it. And it's gonna 3, 2, 1. And then, how do we grab on the zipline? Jump towards the cable. We did it! Alright, we're ziplining. Oh, this rules! Okay, we took some damage falling from the zipline, but that's okay. Now we're gonna run over here to the storage tank, not seeing any Nazis around. There's some Nazis, but they're distracted. Okay, that's fine. Press up to equip the dynamite. Got it. Plant with right trigger. It's planted and lit. Now where do I go? There's no escape. Uh-oh. How am I supposed to get out of here? Well, it exploded. That was a good explosion. Now colors come back to the world. Okay. It says get back in the vehicle. Whoa! All alarms are going off. Oh no, I'm being shot a lot! Okay. Okay. Well, okay. Where's the vehicle? Are you over here, Luke? There you are. There's Luke! Luke, where's our car? Escape the Red Circle to evade the Nazis. Okay. So the color comes back to the world as you, like, blow up Nazi encampments? Dang it. Okay. The Nazis are no longer looking for me, but Luke's just standing here. It says, get back in the vehicle. Our vehicle's not here. Oh, no, a Nazi spotted me. I don't know what I'm supposed to do here. Can we throw dynamite? I don't think so. Nope, that just put dynamite on the ground. Oh, no, 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 no. Hello, person, I need your car. Sorry. I know it's rude of me. It's for the greater good. Pick up Luke. Oh, we're in a suspicion zone. Oh, no, I'm not suspicious of me. There's a gill filling up of suspicion. Oh, I got away.
Well, all we did is blow up a petrol station. Almost a minute. That fireball did make a pretty picture.
You are wrong, Harrison. Something has changed. It is in the air. Do you not feel it?
Well,
now that you mention it, it is just the beginning. We will push back the darkness, free the city from fear, house by house, street by street.
I am absolutely hooked. But I have to go back to work. Skelly, thank you for ages ago that I should play this game. I'm sorry I didn't listen sooner. To those of you listening, thank you for listening. And until next time, tap A and hope for the best.